Hey, how's it going, everybody? How are you? This is Chris. This is episode 214 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for joining me. Episode 214. This is March 24th, I think it is. Sunday, March 24th, 2024. So, this one, I was thinking about I think about how, I hear the arguments of people on the left, and we say this a lot, those of us, obviously we say it a lot about how the left has kind of gone crazy, and you see people, some people are principled leftists. You can see they're consistent. Guys like Jimmy Dore and Glenn Greenwald. These guys, even a guy like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. These are guys who are on the left, and which means they are skeptical of government power. I think there are contradictions there, because you got these people on the left who, still want the government to run education and run healthcare and everything, but they are skeptical of government power, and now they see this government power being embraced by the Democrat Party, which is supposed to be the party of, used to be the party that, for example, hated, the CIA. And now they love the CIA, right? I mean, this is what we're seeing now. All the Democrats are hell bent on defeating Putin and gotta fight Russia. And it used to be that they wanted, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and even 80s, they wanted to get along with Russia. They liked Russia. They liked the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union was communist. And so I'm going to get back to that, but one of the things that people on the left have been complaining about, and guys, I'm talking about guys like, Howard Zinn and Noam Chomsky, and, these guys have been complaining about the U.S. government interfering in other countries, toppling the governments of other countries that won't play ball with the American government, with American business, with big business, and we've seen this. They complained about this for forever. I mean, for decades they've been complaining about. Look at, for example, look at Iran. The toppling of Mossadegh in Iran, and installing the Shah. That was basically all about oil. It was all about the British oil companies being nationalized by the Iranians, the Iranian government. And so we toppled their government. We and the British basically toppled their government. We did it to Allende in Chile. We did it to Patrice Lumumba in Congo. We did it to Arbenz. Jacobo Arbenz down in Guatemala. Remember Guatemala? I think that was the same year as Iran, 1954, I think it was. And that was all about the United Fruit Company. And these are things that Democrats, like old school Democrats, leftists, would say, yeah, you're right, yeah, of course. Oh, we've been talking about this forever. And here's my point. They're still doing it. They're doing it here in America. I mean, that's what this whole war against Donald Trump is. This is basically the CIA and everybody else in Washington all working together, conspiring to get rid of Donald Trump. Just like they did to, Allende, just like they did to Mossadegh and Arbenz and Patrice Lumumba you can go on and on and on, right? You can go, look at, we invaded Afghanistan and toppled the Taliban. Now, obviously, that was after 9/11, and I still think we had good reason to do that. Of course, we should have just gone over there and just killed them all and then said, now leave us alone and don't do that again, or else we'll come back and kill you again. I mean, that's the way I think we should have handled that. But there are all kinds of other, you know, other examples the tactics, the strategy has changed. You know, we have the color, the quote color revolution now. We have this, and this is really what they tried to do in 2020. They did in 2020, really, and they would have if Donald Trump had been declared the winner of that election, they would have implemented the plan, the color revolution plan, which is basically flood the streets with protesters. Just flood the streets with protesters. And, I mean, this is what they did in Ukraine in 2014. This is what they did. They've done it in Georgia in the Rose Revolution and in 2003 to get rid of Edward Shevardnadze, and I think it was Saakashvili is the guy they put in place. They did it in 2014 in Ukraine, the Maidan Revolution. I mean, we know, you know, Victoria Nuland was out there giving cookies away. You know, I mean, she's, you know, Victoria Nuland, American diplomat out there on the street giving cookies away to protesters. I mean, we have been toppling governments for 100 years, more than 100 years, really. I mean, you could go back to Cuba. You could go back to, I think that was the late 1800s, maybe even Hawaii. You could look at Hawaii. I mean, we've been doing this for more than 100 years. We've been toppling governments that won't play ball with the American government. And that's exactly what they're doing to Trump. Trump will not play ball with the American government, you know, the people in Washington. And I mean, the people on the left, they used to see this. They used to complain about this stuff. They used to write movies. Remember movies like Falcon and the Snowman, you know, great movie. Look at 3 Days of the Condor. There's, you know, so many more movies. There's a great movie, I think it's called Missing, with Jack Lemmon, about going down to Chile to find his son. You know, and I know that a lot of this stuff during the days of the Soviet Union, we could say that, hey, you know, we're doing this, we're doing this to fight the Soviet Union. But, you know, that may have been, and maybe we were, but that wasn't what it was all about, right? I mean, that's not what the United Fruit Company was about in Guatemala. That's not what the whole thing, you know, in Iran. Why was the Soviet Union, why would these people have allied themselves with the Soviet Union? You know, I mean, that's what you got to ask yourself. Because the government, the American government, was in bed and protecting, was colluding with these big businesses. And these big businesses were basically exploiting the people there. You know? And so like in Iran, the British oil company was, or companies, or I don't know if it was more than one company, but the British oil companies were pulling the oil out from under the Iranian land. They were essentially paying off the government. You know, the government of Iran was getting paid off, but the people of Iran were not benefiting. And so the people of Iran were just as poor, even though they've got all this wealth under their feet, but they're incredibly poor. And you know, and this is why that these sort of left-wing leaders rose up. These guys were really, you know, populist nationalists, right? Now, yes, did they align with the Soviet Union? Yeah, they did, but a lot of it was because the Soviet Union, the people in the Soviet Union were talking about what was really going on, this kind of exploitation that was really going on, and, you know, how the people were not benefiting. You know, the people aren't benefiting. You know, and so I think that this is the same thing that's happening in America, right? I mean, we have this government in Washington that is rich. They're getting rich. I mean, believe me, I live here in Northern Virginia. I see the nice big giant houses and the nice cars. And I see them, in, you know, flying first class in the airports. And, you know, the people, the average person in Atlanta or Kansas City or rural Iowa or wherever, you know, the average people are not benefiting, no matter where you are in this country. If you're not in with this government, you're not benefiting from this government. You know, they're not doing anything for you. We're paying them tremendous amounts of money, and of course they're printing and borrowing more money to enrich themselves. And all that does is saddle our kids, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren with more debt and devalue our dollars, which causes inflation, raises all of our prices. So this is the same thing. And I think that this is one of those arguments that we can, you know, take to leftists. You know, if you know someone who is a leftist, you can talk to them in these kinds of terms and say that, look, all the things that you've been complaining about how the CIA, the U.S. government, goes around the world toppling governments, undermining governments, interfering in elections to get rid of governments that they don't like, get rid of leaders that they don't like, leaders that won't play ball with them and their big business cronies that won't make them rich. You know, the people in Washington, they're in it for themselves. They are playing for keeps. They want to win. They want to get rich and more powerful, richer and more powerful. That's what they want. And they want to enrich their buddies in government, in big business. I mean, in big business. And they're going to get rid of any political leader who won't play ball. And that's why they're getting rid of Trump. That's why they're trying to get rid of Trump. And they've done the same thing. Look, they did the same thing to Bernie Sanders. They did the same. They're kind of doing the same thing to RFK Jr. You know, they basically kicked him out of the Democrat Party. And, you know, they're obviously Trump is their biggest threat, so they're going after him the hardest. But they would be doing the same thing to Bernie or RFK Jr. or anybody else who posed a similar threat. So this is just one of those things I've been thinking about. And I think that, excuse me, I think that we can, you know, maybe we can bring some principled leftists over to our side and say, this whole MAGA movement, and I'm a MAGA guy, you know, this whole MAGA movement is all about making the American government work for the American people and not for itself. You know, and of course, the American government, as it is right now, isn't going to like that because they like serving themselves. They like getting richer and more powerful. They don't want us. They don't want to share the wealth and the power with the average American, who they despise. They absolutely hate. So the people in Washington hate the average American. Just be very clear about that. I think we need to be very clear about that. The people in Washington, the government, these people hate the average American citizen. They look down on you, on us, on everyone. So, and that is a powerful message that we can bring, and we can bring people over to our side. Because, you know, I mean, look, this isn't just about this 2024 election. This is about saving America. I mean, really, it's about saving this country. And there's 330 million people here. And there's only a very small group of people in Washington that's benefiting from anything that Washington does. Everybody else is getting screwed. You know, so maybe there's 5, 10, 15 million people who are benefiting. Everybody else is getting screwed. And that's what this is about. That's what the MAGA movement is about. It's about the other people. It's about the rest of us, the rest of the other 315 million people who are getting screwed every day by the people in Washington. And I think that, you know, so many, obviously, half of those people who are getting screwed think that Donald Trump is their enemy. And, you know, it's like they've got Stockholm syndrome. You know, it's really weird. Like I always say, I think it's mainly just the brainwashing. You know, it's the brainwashing. It's the colleges. It's the news, the newspapers, the elementary schools, the high school teachers. So it's hard. It's going to be hard to peel them away. But we can peel some people away. We don't have to peel everybody away, but we can peel some of them away. So, all right, that's it. That is episode 214. So let me know what you think. I'm a little sick. That's why I've been kind of a little under the weather for the last couple of weeks, really. But if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings and share it and post it around on social media. I don't advertise at all. So, all right. So I will, if I'm still alive, I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.